I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Blake, and Blake wants to reduce the risk of orthostatic hypotension in a patient with low blood pressure. The physical therapist should A, encourage slow transitions from sitting to standing. B, have the patient perform deep breathing exercises before standing. C, recommend wearing compression stockings during the sessions. And D, check the chart for blood pressure reducing medication. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. This one is pretty quick. On the NPTE, you see these, right? These very short type of questions, straight to the point, where you do have to have a decent understanding of the terminology and the case that's being presented. It's pretty straightforward, right? And so we need to be able to analyze what is the question asking us for. That's big. But then be able to go down into the answer choices, ruling in and ruling out. That's what we're going to do on this episode right here. So follow me along through this. I want you to yell out the answer that we're going with. That way we can focus on trusting your judgment, going all in on what you believe, which is super important for the NPTE. I tell my coaching students this all the time, all right? So let's go ahead and go through this question. We have Blake wants to reduce the risk of orthostatic hypotension in a patient with low blood pressure. All right, let's stop there for a moment. Very important that you know what orthostatic hypotension is for the NPTE. It's not enough to just say, oh, that's low blood pressure. Yeah, but there's a bit more to it than that, okay? So orthostatic hypotension is defined as a sudden drop. A sudden what? A sudden drop in blood pressure upon standing from a sitting or supine position, all right? Now, this is often seen as a sustained reduction in systolic blood pressure. Systolic blood pressure. Now, this is the important thing that you need to remember for the NPTE. The drop is at least 20 millimeters of mercury or more. That's what we would see in the systolic blood pressure. So if you have like a 10 millimeters of mercury drop in systolic blood pressure, that actually wouldn't be consistent with the definition of orthostatic hypotension. So how much do we need? 20 millimeters of mercury drop in systolic blood pressure. You can also see a 10 millimeters of mercury drop in diastolic blood pressure, all right? So I would say on the NPTE, though, that drop in systolic blood pressure, very, very important, okay? Now it says within 3 minutes of standing, all right? Or 3 minutes of being on a tilt table at 60 degrees, something along the lines of that, right? There, you're moving typically from that supine position and coming more upright, or you're sitting and moving to standing. Again, we should see these symptoms within, or these signs within 3 minutes. Cool. So now that we understand the basics of orthostatic hypotension, and I know for some of you, you're like, do I really need to go to that depth with this? Yes, you do need to know those specific characteristics because this is important for the NPTE. Now let's continue down with the question. It says the physical therapist should. So for those of you on the podcast, let's go through the answer choices. Let's crush this one. A says encourage slow transitions from sitting to standing. B, have the patient perform deep breathing exercises before standing. C, recommend wearing compression stockings during sessions. And D is check the chart for blood pressure reducing medications. What answer do you got? Yell it out loud. Be all in. Let's knock these out. So A, it says encourage slow transitions from sitting to standing. I saw a lot of you jumped out at this one and then decided to kind of change your answer to something else. So let's kind of go into this. Encourage slow transitions from sitting to standing. Would that improve the risk or decrease the risk of orthostatic hypotension? I would say yeah, because when we have these slower transitions, it's less likely that a person is going to experience that sudden, that rapid drop in systolic blood pressure. All right. So I really do like this, that slow transition makes complete sense. It answers the question, which is very, very important. So I like A. Hold on a minute. Where a lot of people make a mistake here is they go with A and then they're like, all right, I'm not going to look at the other answer choices. No, we got to take a look and see if there's the best answer. So let's hold on to A for now. Let's take a look at B. B says, have the patient perform deep breathing exercises before standing. Some people selected this one. Now, when I go up to the question and it says, wants to reduce risk of orthostatic hypotension, the therapist should they instruct the patient on deep breathing exercises before standing? While that may be helpful overall with maybe relaxation or, you know, just improving the overall person's like functional capacity and what they're able to do, is that really going to be the best thing to reduce the risk of orthostatic hypotension? I'm like, no, I really wouldn't do deep breathing exercises to reduce the risk of orthostatic hypotension. Even if that would potentially help a little bit, that wouldn't be the best answer here. And that wouldn't be the first thing I did in the clinic. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of B, because first of all, it's just not as good as encouraging the patient to do slow transitions from sitting to standing. All right, let's take a look at C. C says, recommend wearing compression stockings during sessions. And I liked this answer. I really did like it. I sat here and I looked at it. I'm like, wow, well, if we do compression stockings, we know that that assists with moving the blood back up towards the central part of our body. And what I know from research and studying that, yes, this could be something that helps to increase blood pressure. Now, is this something that would reduce the risk of orthostatic hypotension in a patient with low blood pressure? And I'm like, I don't know if that's the best answer here, though. Although this may increase the patient's blood pressure by, again, getting more blood back to the central part of our system, that doesn't mean that it's going to be the best answer to reduce the risk of orthostatic hypotension. So still, in this case, I like A over C. Why? It is a more effective, it's a better answer here, because orthostatic hypotension is caused by a change in position, right? And so I really want to focus on an answer choice that can help with that transition of position and reduce the risk of the person having that sudden drop in systolic blood pressure. So A, I like it for now, while C, we could do it. It's not the most effective answer. I'm going to go ahead and eliminate that one for now. Let's take a look at D. D says, check the chart for blood pressure reducing medications. Were you between A and D? I know there were some of you that were kind of going back and forth. Some of you changed your freaking answer. This is so common. I help people with this all the time. Check the chart for blood pressure reducing medications is a what we call pretty answer. It looks pretty because in the question, it's talking about low blood pressure. And D says, check the chart for blood pressure reducing medications. But does this answer the question? As I go back up, it doesn't really answer the question because it's saying Blake wants to reduce the risk of orthostatic hypotension in a patient with low blood pressure. The therapist should do what to reduce that risk? checking the chart for blood pressure reducing medications is not going to reduce the risk. Maybe what you decided to do after you check the chart may reduce the risk, but checking the chart itself does not reduce the risk. And that's what the question's asking for. What should the therapist do to reduce the risk? And the best answer, the only answer that really does that very, very well is A, encourage slow transitions from sitting to standing. Congratulations to those of you who got A. The answer again is encourage slow transitions from sitting to standing. Congratulations to those of you who learned something from this question today. That's the overall goal. And so a quick recap here, and importance for the MPTE is understanding what orthostatic hypotension is, not just low blood pressure that somebody gets when they move, but really understanding what needs to happen in order for somebody to experience orthostatic hypotension. And how is orthostatic hypotension defined? Let's just go through that one more time. Orthostatic hypotension is defined as a sudden what? Drop in blood pressure upon standing, typically from a sitting or supine position. Now, here's the question. How much does the systolic blood pressure need to drop in order for it to be truly considered orthostatic hypotension? You should be saying at least 20 millimeters of mercury or more. Cool. How about diastolic blood pressure? That needs to be a drop of at least 10 millimeters of mercury or more. Got it. Now, within how long? Can this be within 2 hours? No, this has to be within 3 minutes. Boom. All right. So those are the major things that we need to know about orthostatic hypotension, at least as far as the definition of it. And the major thing that the therapist needed to do here was encourage slow transitions from sitting to standing. Now, it's very, very common for somebody to get a question like this on the MPTE, for you to get anxious, the pressure's on, all of these different things. And then you get stuck between two answers. And you're like, but I could check the chart for blood pressure reducing medications, or it's right to use compression stockings. I did that for my patient too in the clinic. There's multiple right answers here. A lot of people can get down to the final two and not know which one to pick. Here's the key. The test maker literally is leaving things in the question for you to find clues, things to think about extra, things to look at and really help you to narrow down the answer choices. It's there for you. It all comes down to your ability to really be able to pick up on what those things are. For those of you who are having trouble with that, you're like, I'm getting down to the final two answers and I'm getting a lot of them wrong. I'm getting down to the final two answers and just getting frustrated and anxious and all of these different feelings. If you're having that problem, I invite you over to our private Facebook group. We're getting ready for the January NPTE 2024 right now. And this is your opportunity to get tips and tricks on how you can walk into your exam and absolutely smash it. We love to help people look at questions and find the right answer. That is our overall goal. And the specialty that we have here is helping people who struggle with standardized tests or who have failed the MPTE. So if that sounds like you, join us over in our free private Facebook group at www.mptegroup.com. And to get your cheat sheets to accompany the episodes, go over to www.mptecheatsheets.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.